Hello guys, welcome to another Choc D podcast, more than your normal martial arts gym. What we're looking at today is just a little fight report on Contender 32, where we had three fighters out. We had Matt Redding, Adam Wisniewski, and Kay Sharma. So first of all, we had a little blip towards the fight with Matt Redding. He was going to be fighting on a four-man tournament. It was cutting weight, and basically we left the weight cut a little bit too late, and he struggled, and basically for his own safety he hadn't eaten for 2 days, and he was still struggling to make weight, going in the sauna and stuff like that. And basically we'd mucked up the weight cut, so yeah, we pulled him out like the day before the fight, and failed to make weight. So we're gonna be having a bit of a chat about that later on, probably doing some work in the fighters group, and kind of doing some education on that kind of stuff, but yeah, it was a bit of an upset, so that left us with two fighters out. Adam, who was fighting Josh from Contender Gym, and Kay fighting Richard Shucks from Monster Muay Thai in Slovakia. So first up we had Adam, and like we were saying, it was a tough fight. After the first fight, we saw the styles, and we put together a beautiful little game plan. The thing is, Adam's a really aggressive fighter. He works really well with his boxing. Works well on the inside. He's normally a kind of shorter, stockier style fighter, so he likes to put the pressure on. We had a little bit of a change of plan, and we looked to manage that distance a little bit better in this second fight. Working a lot behind the push kick, stopping Josh from instigating with an attack. Using the push kick and the relentless kind of draw of Josh into Adam's range, and then Adam was unloading with fast low kicks and body kicks and some pretty furious boxing combinations. The during the fight, Adam found it hard in the first round to establish his range and his distance. Started a little bit too slow, and Josh was able to take the first round. Then in the second round, Adam got a bit more fire in his belly. Realized there was only basically 6 minutes left to take this fight. He kind of sunk his teeth into it and got stuck in. And came out strong in the second, had a lot of success behind his boxing, and showed his strength really. I mean, Adam weighed in at 71.8 kilos, for a 74 kilo fight, and Josh struggled to make the weight. He had to visit the scales twice, and came in just inside the 74.5 kilo weight allowance, including the half kilo weight allowance, just slipped inside that the day before. So you can pretty much guarantee that Josh will come back closer to probably 77-78 kilos, and Adam was basically walking around at 71 2-3 weeks before, so like I say, a little bit of an education on the weight cutting side of things and the weight management side of things, but yeah, he had a strong second round. Came back in the third, and he was the opportunity to win the fight was basically there for the taking. Gave Adam a bit of a G up in the corner, give him a little bit of a slap around the cheeks, and he really went to work in the third round, bullying his opponent all around the ring, holding the centre of the ring, dominating the pace of the action, and Josh was only able to survive that third round by holding on. He basically fouled like 5-6 times in the dying seconds of the last minute of the fight, and I complained to the referee actually straight after the fight, why didn't he give him a count, why didn't he stop it, because Adam was just absolutely relentless. So we was pretty confident that we was going to get the fight the way that the fight had gone. And despite the fouls that Josh had made, and we thought that we'd done enough to win. Unfortunately, Josh got his hand raised, and I was absolutely livid. I don't know who was judging. There was three judges. We got the scorecards, but the signatures on the scorecards weren't clear, and yeah, all three scorecards were in favour of Josh. So I was very upset, so much so that we basically took the fight footage and I forwarded it on to one of the guys that I work with in Glory. I mean, he's one of the highest level referees and highest level judges in UK K1, and is refereed on Glory over in Europe and all around the world. Is probably the highest level K1 referee and judge in the country. He does judging courses and refereeing courses for the ISKA as well, so he's very well versed on all the different styles and small adaptations to judging and scoring. I sent the video on to him, asking him for a bit of a breakdown, and yeah. Now the thing about this is that it's always difficult when you're in the corner, when you're in the heat of the moment in the fight. I was a little uncertain. I was uncertain because you're mainly watching your own fighter and what he has to do to win, and sometimes it's a little bit difficult to take a holistic view and a wider perspective on the fight. And so I was thinking, well, maybe I've missed something. Maybe I've been a victim to my own bias, looking at my own fighter and not judging the fight clearly enough. So this is the main reason why I sent it on, because I was confused to the fact of how they were able to kind of swing it in Josh's favour. So I sent the fight footage onto an independent judge, like I say, of the highest caliber, and we got the results back after his appraisal, and he gave it 29-28 to Adam. So, like saying, in the heat of the moment, yeah, okay, maybe the judges were potentially biased because it was a contender gym fighter on a contender gym promotion, and these guys were paying the wages. But I mean, I spoke to Gary afterwards, and Gary Bell, the promoter, and he says that he doesn't give any bias. He doesn't give any instruction to give bias or favour his fighters or anything. He likes to keep it clean and straight down the line. Unfortunately, on this occasion, this is what happened. So, like I say, I've had it done to me in my fight time, in on some of my fights, and this is sometimes the part of the fight game. It is a subjective opinion, but given the scoring criteria, it was a bad call on the three judges' perspectives, because basically Adam won the fight. He lost the first round, but he won the second, won the third, and should have been awarded the British amateur title. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. But like I say, this is part of the fight game. Sometimes there are bad decisions, and part of being a fighter and being a man is being able to kind of stand up for that and accept it for what it is. I mean, Adam's like 20, 25, 26 years old. He's grown up a lot in the past kind of few years. He's a real humble kid. His work ethic is second to none, and he's going to be a real handful when we find out his proper weight category. I mean, his proper weight category should probably be down in a even 66 kilo weight category, two weight categories below what this fight was matched at. So it was a good fight. Unfortunately, the decision didn't go our way. So yeah, that's how that fight went. So went back into the change rooms and started getting ready, getting Kay ready for the main event of the evening. He was fighting a guy from Slovakia, and he came with a really strong record. I mean, he had, I think it's 18 fights on his record that we could find, and very strong, big knockout artist. 18 fights and about 15 wins. 12 of those coming by knockout, so we knew that this guy was coming with some real dynamite in his hands. So came in, got in the ring, going back to the weighing. Kay weighed in at 111 kilos, and Richard Shooks came in at 95 kilos, so there was a quite a big weight disparity between the two, but all in all, this is what heavyweight fighting's about. There's no upper limit to what these guys can be. So it was the fight was made, the match was made. So came out in the Got into the ring. Kay faced off with him in the centre. Both guys have kind of equal height, same stocky build, but Kay was a little bit kind of wider and had thicker legs, and that was the face off between. So during the fight, came out in the first round, and there was an almighty flurry in the first 30 seconds. I think there must have been about maybe 100 shots thrown in that first 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. It was absolute warfare. But as soon as they kind of stepped back away from that, Kay started chopping away at the Richard's legs. Ended up giving a bit of a dead leg, unloaded with some fast hands, but kept on replying and responding with that heavy outside low kick. As soon as Richard was getting hurt with that, he started blocking, he started doing some good defensive work. So we had to kind of layer our attack behind using left hook to disturb the balance first, and then started chopping away on the lead leg, And then after about three or four more kicks, we could see that the leg had gone. But that was like right at the end of the round. At the end of the round, his leg had already kind of stiffened out and he limped back to his corner. As soon as he got back to his corner, he sat down, he was shaking his head, he was telling his coach that his leg had gone. And that was it. He was retired on his stool. K won by first round TKO via leg kicks. So it was a great fight for him. And another knockout victory on his record. So we're looking out for opportunities for a heavyweight K1 fighter. So any of the UK K1 circuit that wants to have a go, then K's ready. Moving on, we've got quite a few other bouts coming up. We've got Staff Swainston fighting on the HGH show at the end of April, and Jack Cooper fighting on that same show. So that's gonna be a cracking night. Just waiting for Liam Harrison to send those. It's Liam Harrison's show, so he's gonna be sending the tickets out to us soon. We should have the tickets for that within the next week. If you want to come along to that, then get your tickets soon, guys. I've had a couple of requests asking for some kind of briefing on sports psychology and preparing for a fight and that kind of thing. So that's going to be next on my list to be talking about. And if you want any information, any of these kind of breakdowns on fight sports and things like that, then keep your eye out on the podcast. So yeah, anything else? We've just started off with the Ultra MMA down at the gym. This is 8 weeks of free training, 3 sessions a week, and the guys are going to be competing at the Barbican Centre after 8 weeks of training, 24 training sessions, all raising money for cancer research. So that's just started off. We're in week two, starting week three and that of that now. So the guys are already kind of picking up into training, understanding a little bit about striking and putting striking together with the takedowns and a bit of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and it looks like they're all having loads of fun with that. There's about 70 odd guys for that, so it does get a bit busy in the gym. But it all make for some cracking bouts. If you want to keep up to date with that, you can check out some of the live footage that we put on the Facebook group. There's one of our coaches. He's on Instagram as well. If you check out Chimp Jitsu, then you can see some of the footage up on there. Okay, so hope you enjoyed this little resume and some of the hot news out of Chalk D Academy. We'll be doing some more info, put some more info out there. So if you want to keep up to date, then please like the podcast and get the notifications when we're putting the new information out there. I can see that we've got around sort of 40 to 50 viewers listen on to this. So hope you're enjoying it, and give us a thumbs up, give us a like, and please share it with your friends so we start spreading the word. Okay, thank you very much, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you soon. Bye.